Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Merry Christmas to all na kasama dito sa live worship. Magandang umaga po, and to all our family, friends, and churchmates. And sa unang pagkakataon ay inadaan po kayo sa ating online worship dito sa Cross World. Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Maligayang Pasko. Ayan. So Pastor Al will have a rest muna kasi siya yung nag-minister sa men's breakthrough. So, purihin ang Panginoon for what we have today as God prepared for us. Amen. Naniniwala po ba kayo na may inihanda ang Diyos para sa ating lahat today? A special time of receiving ministry from Him. So, purihin ang Panginoon. Samahan niyo po ako sa isang panalangin as we begin to feast on the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Hallelujah, God, we bless your name. We thank you for you are with us. We glorify you. Iisa lang ang dahilan namin, Panginoon, why we are here. We come here to worship you, adore you, bless you, glorify you, God, with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Lord, malugod ka po sa aming pakikinig at hanggang sa masundan namin ang iyong mga salita into application. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So, praise God. Ang ating pong theme for the month of December is Thrill of Hope. Ang sigla, ang excitement, ang sayang dulot ng pag-asa. Amen. Lahat po tayo ay na-confine sa bahay, in quarantine, in lockdown for 9 months. Pero tila nga ba bumalik na ang normal, lalo na kapag ka ikaw ay nasa malls, no? Parang hindi talaga tayo nagdaan sa pandemic. Everybody likes to shop and talagang lahat ay nagiging maalalahanin sa bawat isa. And siguro nga, yun yung isa sa thrill of this celebration, no? Yung makapaghanda tayo para sa ating mga mahal sa buhay. Anyway, isa pa sa thrill of hope natin ngayon, no, talagang hindi tayo inabot ng quarantine sa bahay. I thought aabutin tayo hanggang next year, pero mabuti ang Panginoon. In His time, He makes all things beautiful. Amen. Habang ginagawa natin ang ating mga regular na gawain at ang mga kaabalahan natin, ay purihin ng Diyos dahil merong sandaling kagaya dito na pwede tayong huminto, makinig, mag-receive, at patuloy na lumakas mula sa salita ng Panginoon. Last week, no, pinag-usapan natin ang the joy of the Lord. Amen? Ang kagalakang nagdudulot lamang ay ang Panginoon sa atin. At ngayon, I will be sharing with you about peace. Ayan. So, tumingin po kayo sa kaliwa at kanan ninyo. Sabihin niyo po, peace be with you. Ayan. Purihin ang Panginoon. Mayroong kapayapaan sa Panginoon. Alright. So, let's go back, no, in Luke chapter 2, verses 13 to 14. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests." So, dito makita natin sa larawan, no, sa ating visual, na nagulat yung mga shepherds, no, sa gitna ng dilim, kalungkutan, o pag-iisa nila, o kaya pagod, then sabi ng word, suddenly. So, walang pabatid balita, walang text, no, suddenly. Bigla na lang lumabas ang laksa-laksang mga anghel, and there was this angel who spoke to them. Have you seen an angel? Bukod sa mga nakilala nyo po na ang pangalan ay angel, o bukod sa mga nagugustuhan ninyo sa buhay na mukhang anghel. But how does an angel look like? So pagka binanggit daw po sa Biblia ang anghel, ay talagang nagugulat ang mga tao because they are totally different from us. So, hindi po siya tao na nilagyan ng pakpak na ganyan. So, one time I had this desire, no, to see an angel. Nakita po ako ng isang anghel sa panaginip. At ito po ay guardian angel ng isa sa mga churchmates po. And I was so excited to see him, pero talaga pong nakakatakot. Malaki nila lang at guwapo din naman. Subalit ang kanyang mga bisig talaga at pati po yung wings po niya ay sobrang laki at marvelous. Wala kang word na ma-describe sa kanya. And I even talked to him in a dream. At ang sinabi niya, I'm the guardian angel of this person. I thought guardian angel ko siya. Pero kahit hindi ko nakita yung guardian angel ko in my dream, I saw an angel, or the guardian angel of one of my sisters, of our sisters. So purihin ang Panginoon for that. Pero nakakatakot. So here in this text, no, makita natin, suddenly, sobrang daming lumabas. And then there was this angel who spoke to the shepherds. So nagulat ang lahat, mayroong surprise, mayroong pagkatakot, mayroong pagkabigla. But on the other way around, sa isang banda, ililipat natin ang camera natin mula dun sa picture of excitement, pagkagulat, no, pagkamangha, at pagkaliwanag. No, merong isa dito na picture of peace. And that is the nativity. Ayan, sino po dito sa atin ang favorite ninyo pagka magde-decorate kayo ay merong kayong nativity. Ayan. At ito po yung isa sa pinakamagandang scene, no? Usually, the scene in the nativity ay yung nandyan na si Mary and Joseph, nandyan si Jesus, tapos yung mga shepherds, tapos yung mga tupa, tapos mamaya nandyan na yung mga magi, no? Anyway, that's the complete scene of the nativity. But the original scene of the nativity is yung peaceful picture of a family where Mary, Joseph, and the newborn child, was present. And we can still remember the song, Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. And nagko-coincide po ito sa mensahe ng kapayapaan, no? Even the song, no? Kamusta po kayo? Nakakatulog pa po ba kayo? Are you peaceful these days? At ito ang dulot ng mensahe ng Kapaskuhan, heavenly peace, that we can sleep in the peace that God gives us. Ngunit kagaya rin ng kagalakan, parang ganun din ang kapayapaan, maiglap, evasive, no? Maiwas. And people long for peace, no? People long. We all long for peace in our lives. Gusto natin yung kapayapaan. At yun nga lang, ang peace ay kulang dito sa mundo. Hindi natin makita, hindi tayo makasuling ng kapayapaan dito sa mundo. And when we look at people, they have their own anxieties like us, no? Meron din tayong troubles, meron din tayong mga worries. Ang mga relationships ay full of conflict and stress, no? Sa pagka nakakita ka sa social media, parang akala mo talaga, no, pagka nakita mo itong mga artista na to, they will live happily ever after. Pero bakit nga ba mga short term lamang, no, ang mga relationships? At nakakadagdag din ito ng stress and conflict sa atin. Indeed, relationships are, sabihin natin dito sa mundo, ay talagang temporal na po talaga. No? And the world is full of conflict and wars. So when we look around, no, dito sa bayan natin, sa atin, wala tayo talagang guns and weapons, no, at war. Pero the world is at war, conflict. Kita nyo na lamang sa social media, kabi-kabila ang girahan, ang siraan, at ang talagang pagsak din, no, literally, ng ibang mga bansa sa patuloy na gera. Well, is it true that pandemic takes our peace away? Isa itong pandemic na ito na nagtulot sa atin, no, ng kawalan ng kapayapaan. And today, we could see that this is the reason and these are the reasons, no, why Jesus came. No, because there is anxiety, worry, conflict, stress, there is this pandemic, there are wars and troubles and problems, kaya dumating ang ating tagapagligtas. In Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. So, mahirap po makita ang kapayapaan sa mundo, kaya dumating ang Panginoon upang siya ang magbigay nito at magdulot nito lahat sa atin. Imagine, itong word po na ito ay binigay 700 BC. Kumbaga parang 700 years pa bago dumating ang Panginoon ay naibigay na po ang mga salita na ito. Alam nyo, sa gitna ng kadiliman, sa gitna ng kasipayuan ng mga tao, di ba sabi nga, from Malachi to Matthew, bago dumating si Jesus, 400 years pa eh, mula dun sa ending ng Old Testament, tapos pagdating ng Panginoong Jesus, parang 400 plus years pa eh. So, kamusta kaya ang buhay, no? Na talagang hindi mo nakikita at nararamdaman ang pagkilos ng Panginoon. So, even us, no? Ngayon, kahit hindi tayo nakakadama, somehow, yung iba sa atin na directly God is involved in my life, dito makikita natin katotohanan sa Biblia, He is at work. Amen? Even if it seems that God is far away, God is silent, God is revealing Himself, makikita po natin dun sa silence na yun, God is mightily doing, no, His great work. Kaya, ganito po ang nangyari, no, sa kaabalahan ng maraming tao, pero doon sa sulok ng Shepherd's Field, doon sa kadiliman ng Shepherd's Field, doon sa outmost part ng lugar ng Jerusalem, mayroon palang ipinanganak. At ang pinanganak pala ay ang hari ng mga hari at Diyos ng mga Diyos. I pray that you will believe and take this word that God is at work in your life. God has a word in your life, and God is moving in your life for your on your behalf. And this work is called redemptive work of God. Siya ay patuloy na gumagawa sa atin upang tayo iligtas, upang tayo ay kanyang baguhin, upang tayo ay kanyang samahan sa lahat ng dusa, hirap, trouble ng buhay na ito. Again, this is the reason why Jesus was born. The world was helpless, the people are anxious, the people are lost. Purihin ang Panginoon. A child was born, a son was given. Amen? Prince of Peace. Let us get to know the Prince of Peace. No, in the Bible daw po, when we look at the Bible and we read from page to page, there are 332 times na nabanggit ang salitang peace. At ngayon, no, we go through the reading of the epistles. Ibig sabihin, yung mga sinulat ni Paul, makita natin how many times, no, in almost every letter ni Paul ay mayroong salitang peace. Ganun po pinapahalagahan ni Apostle Paul ang kapayapaan na dulot ng Panginoon at ang kapayapaan na dapat din nating ibahagi sa marami at sa lahat ng mga taong ibibigay ng Panginoon sa atin. So let's get to know Jesus as the Prince of Peace. No? Ngayon, makikita natin that Jesus, He brings to us peace. Peace with God, peace with self, peace with others, and peace forever. Remember, kay God, my forever. So let's take a look. Peace of God. Peace with God. Sabi niya dito, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace to those on whom His favor rests. Sa mga ibang talata po, the peace of God brings goodwill. Yung goodwill na yon, yung favor, no, yung blessing na yon, ay ipinagkakaloob lamang niya sa mga kinalulugdan niya. Paano ka kalulugdan ng Diyos? Paano ka magkakaroon ng goodwill? Paano ka magkakaroon ng favor? How would God's favor rest in you? Alam niyo po, ang salita daw pong goodwill or favor is benevolence. Yan, fellowship. Friendliness, significance, kindness, bondness. Napakaganda ng word na favor and goodwill. At ito ang plano ng Diyos na ibigay sa tao. Subalit, ibibigay lamang niya ito sa kanyang kinalulugdan. Kung titignan natin ang ating mga sarili, walang kalugod-lugod sa Panginoon. Why? Because we are dead in our sin. We are dead in our transgression. Ang makikita lang ng Diyos sa atin ay ang ating karumihan, ang ating kasalanan at kasamaan sa Kanya. Wala tayong maganda sa harapan ng Diyos. Pero sabi dito, how did God see favor and goodwill in us. It's all because of Jesus. No? Pastor Al shared to me this illustration na meron daw pong dalawang nanay na sheep na nanganak. Okay? Yung nanay number one na sheep na nanganak, namatay yung nanay during labor and giving birth to the baby sheep, to the lamb. Nanay number two na sheep ay nanganak siya, pero namatay naman si baby. So, meron tayong motherless lamb at meron tayong lambless mother. Can you imagine it? Huh? May dalawang nanay, yung isang nanay namatayan ng anak. Yung isa naman namatayan ng nanay. Ah, sorry, namatayan ng nanay, namatayan ng anak. So, kailangan ng baby lamb na dumede, no? At feel warm. So, kada punta ng baby lamb doon sa lambless mother na namatayan ng lamb, hindi niya pinapakailamanan, hindi niya pinapansin, no? The baby lamb got rejected, no? Pero alam niyo, nakita siya ng shepherd. Ang ginawa ng shepherd, dahil kailangan ng baby lamb ng feeding, nurturing, caring, ang ginawa ni shepherd, yung balahibo nung namatay na lamb, kinuha niya at ibinalot niya dun sa buhay na lamb. At saka niya kinuha at inilapit niya doon kay mommy lamb na namatayan ng lamb. And lo and behold, surprisingly, tinanggap nung lambless mother itong motherless lamb. And they became one mom and lamb. So, can you see this? Paano nangyari yon? Dahil naamoy ni lambless mother yung amoy ng kanyang baby. Naramdaman niya na it is, yun ay sa kanyang anak at itinuri niyang anak. Same with us. Na walang maganda sa atin. Pero nung tayo ay iniligtas ni Jesus sa krus ng Kalbaryo, tinanggap natin ang Panginoong Jesus bilang ating Panginoon at tagapagligtas, no, tayo ay napabilang sa Kanya. Sabi doon, to those who receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, we were given what? The right to become children of God. Praise be unto the Lord. Because when God looks at us, bago makita ang Panginoon sa atin, ang nakikita sa atin, kasalanan. Pero nung tinanggap na natin ang Panginoon, ang nakikita na natin, nasa atin, ay si Jesus. Amen? Romans chapter 5, verse 1, huwag natin itong kakalimutan, mga kapatid. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This is the peace with God. We can only have this peace with God, union with the Lord, goodwill with God, benevolence, mercy, friendliness, and companionship in the Lord only because of Jesus, only because of the Prince of Peace, only because of our Savior. Kaya naturally, hindi po natural sa atin na meron tayong kapayapaan sa Diyos at meron tayong kapayapaan ng Diyos because our sins separated us from God. Ang kasalanan ang nagpapahiwalay sa tao sa Diyos. The moment, no, we commit sin, the glory of the Lord, no, will shine away from us. God is holy and we cannot mock Him. Hindi pa pwedeng paglaruan ng Diyos, hindi pwedeng biruin ng Diyos sa kanyang kabanalan. The holiness is the only character that is unique with God. And this is the character that is so unique that He benevolently, generously give unto us so that we could become right before God. Kaya, always, no, remember that when we come to the Lord, we always come to Him in trembling, in humility, in sacredness, no, na talagang, God, you are God, and me, I am a man, I am a woman created by you. We will no longer be co-equal with the Lord. Kaya makita po natin, and even know our sins, destroy our fellowship with the Lord. But purihin ang Panginoon. Because of the Prince of Peace, nakita natin, He took all our infirmities, He took all our sufferings. The crown of the Prince, no, to the crown of thorns. Imagine that, no? Kaya niyang iwanan yung glory, kaya niyang iwanan yung fame, yung majesty doon sa kalangitan just to save you and me so that we can be at peace with the Lord. Isaiah 53 verse 5, He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon Him, and by His wounds, we are healed. Purihin ang Panginoon for this great revelation that He has given us. Mula pa lamang no, sa larawan ng nativity, mula pa lamang sa kapanganakan ng Panginoon, mula pa lamang sa propesya 700 years before He came, grabe, the peace of God will come upon us through Jesus, and therefore, binayaran niya yung presyo ng kapayapaan na to. Binayaran ng Diyos ang kapayapaan para sa iyo, mabalik tayo sa Panginoon. Does God deserve a great clap offering of praise for that? Hallelujah! Purihin ang Panginoon. Purihin ang Diyos. He took all our infirmities and suffered for us. Jesus secured our peace on the cross. Kapatid, secured na tayo. When we get to know Jesus as our Lord and Savior, binalot tayo ng kanyang dugo at ngayon makakaharap tayo sa Diyos. Makakapanalangin tayo sa Kanya. We can call Him Abba Father. We are at peace with God. Now, because of Jesus, purihin ang Panginoon. We are the most secured people living on earth, even in times of pandemic, because we are at peace with God, and the peace of God reigns in us. Kung hindi po natin pagtitiwalaan ang Diyos ng kapayapaan, sino pa po ang magbibigay sa atin ng peace na ito? And we will never have peace until no, we receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. What would be our response? Peace with God in Jesus. The peace of God in Jesus. What would be the response? Our response is repentance. Our response is always in humility. Our response is always in fear of the Lord. Dahil kung tayo ay separated from the Lord, tayo ay separated from Him because of our sins, yun, doon na tayo makaka-experience ng insecurity. And sometimes we say to the people na, bakit ganito? Iniiwasan ako ng mga tao. Bakit ganito? Nagbabago na nga ako. Ba't parang aloof pa sila? Outcast ako. Remember this, mga kapatid. It is sin. It is the sin that separates us from the Lord. It is sin that separates us from the fellowship. But do not worry, no? When you walk in repentance, when you walk in true humility with the Lord, Kanya itong ire-restore back sa iyo. But that's the sadness. That's the worst scenario of sin. Yaan ang tunay na larawan ng kasalanan. Kaya hindi mo pa pwede sabihin na, subukan ko nga, manlamig lang ako ng konti sa Lord, o sumuway nga ako ng sandali. You never know what would be the greatest impact of this sin na sinasabi about separation. And sometimes, you know what? May mga tao na gumagawa ng kasalanan, and at the middle of the sin, committing sin, doon na sila namamatay. Physically and spiritually, they die. This is the curse of sin. The peace with God and the peace of God separates from us. But praise be to the Lord, the Prince of Peace took all our sufferings and infirmities brought by sin, and now, binabalot tayo ng dugo ng Panginoong Jesus, and we can face God the Father. Peace with God is now possible. Purihin ang Panginoon. Number two, the peace that Jesus brings is the peace with self. Kapayapaan sa sarili. Kapayapaan sa personal na buhay. Ano po ang inyong pakiramdam o paano nyo mailalarawan ng inyong emosyon these days? Or in this time of pandemic, may conflict ba? Hopelessness? Anger? Emptiness? Loneliness? How are you feeling lately? Kamusta po ang inyong pakiramdam? Mayroon bang pakikipaglaban sa inyong damdamin? Mayroon bang kawalan ng pag-asa? Galit? kawalan ng laman, lakas, at pagiging isa. No, pagka Pasko, talagang damang-dama natin ang loneliness eh. Kasi parang ang paglalarawan ng mundo sa Pasko ay talagang companionship, celebration. At ang mundo, sinasabing masaya lang ang celebration kung may kasama ka. Masayang celebration kung may kayakap ka. Malamig ang Pasko, masarap may kayakap. So that's how the world connotes, no? Christmas or celebration. Pero alam niyo po, we can go on and on with the list of our negative emotions. Why? Because people are into conflict, into tension. Lagi tayong mayroong anxiety and troubles because of what we see around the world. And alam niyo po, minsan, no, sasabihin natin na gusto ko ng kapayapaan. Siguro magiging payapa lang ako at iwasay ako kapag nakuha ko itong position na ito sa company. Prestige. Position. Siguro magiging mapayapa lang ako kung ibigay ng boss ko yung 14th month pay kahit ba pandemic. Siguro mapapayapa lang ako kung magkaka-girlfriend na ako, magkaka-boyfriend na ako, or kaya naman magkaroon na kami ng anak, something like that. We associate, no? We always associate our peace, our satisfaction, katahimikan, yung katahimikan ng puso at isip, the peace of mind and the peace of heart, if we, no, have the things this world offers, and if we have the things that we desire on this world. Well, hindi po ito ang tunay na kapayapaan. And when we, you know, when we struggle with prestige, when we struggle after money, power, people, no, napapagod tayo eh. At pag napagod tayo, ayun na, magagalit ka na, makakapagsalita ka na ng masakit. And sometimes, no, dahil sa chasing after the wind, chasing after the things of this world, you run away from God, the very source, the very fountain of life. And that's why, dahil nagrarun ka after emptiness, or nagrarun ka after empty things, no, yun, nalalayo ka sa Panginoon at nakakagawa ka ng mga desisyon na hindi talaga ayon sa Panginoon. At ang tawag doon, kasalanan. And again, saan tayo dadali ng kasalanan? Dadali niya tayo away from the presence of God, and the peace with God and the peace of God will be evasive and will lose sight, no, sa ating pong mga spiritual eyes and life. And yon, there is no peace apart from Jesus. There is no real peace apart from the Lord. And there is no peace among the wicked. And there is no peace among the disobedient. Let us turn our hearts to the Lord and look unto Him as the only source of peace. Sana po makita natin ngayon that as Jesus brings peace to us, no, ma-overcome po natin ang lahat ng pag-aalala at lahat ng kabalisahan sa ating mga puso. As he said, no po, dito sa isang story, makita natin, meron siyang kwento dito about Simeon in Luke chapter 2, 28 to 32. Here is a man, an example of a peaceful, quiet, calm, no, full of tranquility na isang lalaki ng Panginoon. Let us take a look at this story in Luke 2, 28 to 32. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him what the custom of the law required. Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light of revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel." Simeon, tumanda na po siya sa paghihintay sa Messiah. Siguro bata pa lang siya, nag-aaral pa lang siya. Sinasabi na sa kanya ng mga rabbi, ng mga teachers niya that one day, someday, a Savior will come, a true King will come, And this king will reign Israel, and his reign will never end. No, he is the Messiah. Siya ang ultimate savior ng Israel. And siguro simula nung narinig iyon ni Simeon, hindi na talaga siya umalis sa presensya ng Panginoon. He stayed on. Lumaki siya sa temple courts. He was waiting for the word of God. He was waiting for the revelation of the Lord. Alam niyo, nangusap ang Panginoon sa kanya. The Holy Spirit was near him. Imagine that. No, pangkaraniwang tao si Simeon, pero nakaka-receive siya ng revelation from the Lord. May prophecy siya na na-receive. Ang sabi ng prophecy, hindi siya mamamatay hanggat hindi niya nakikita yung Messiah. During that time, no, in the Old Testament and papunta ng New Testament, when you believe in the coming of the Messiah, when you behold the Messiah, parang salvation had dawned, in you. At yun ang pananampalataya ni Simeon. And this man had no other desire in his life than to see the Savior right before his eyes. And that's the only passes, that's the only thing, no, that would signal, no, that would signal yung pag-alis niya dito sa earth. That would signal his coming to the heavens, no? Mga kapatid, ito yung makita natin isang simpleng tao, contented na tao, yung pinaglingkod ng kanyang buong buhay sa Diyos. Tumanda po si Simeon na talaga naghihintay sa presensya ng Panginoon right before his eyes. And lo and behold, God fulfilled the prophecy to Simeon. Wala siyang ibang bucket list. Wala siya sa sinasabi na pwede na akong mamatay kapag nakaipon na ako ng 5 million pesos o 50 million pesos iwanan ko sa mga anak ko. Pwede na akong graduate. Hindi niya sinasabi na bigyan mo lang ako ng asawa, Lord, at maramdaman ko lang at maranasan ko lang ang isang buhay, pamilya at masagana, pwede na siguro ako mamatay. Pwede na ako mamatay when I see Paris. Pwede na ako mamatay when I have this European tour. Pwede na ako mamatay when I reach my dream. Iba si Simeon. The only pursuit that he had in his life is the presence of God. And that's everything for him. And that made him peaceful. And that made him the man after God's, really, no, yung spirit ng Panginoon. Sinundan niya yung prophecy ng Diyos. Pinaniwalaan niya yung salita. Nilakaran niya yung salita. And lo and behold, the word of God was fulfilled right before his life. At sana mga kapatid, ito yun. At ang declaration niya, sabi dun, the peace of the Lord, no? Yung contentment, yung sa puso niya, walang ibang makapagbibigay nito sa kanya, walang ibang makapagdadala sa kanya sa langit, maliban sa kanyang Savior. Mga kapatid, no, the things of this world, lahat ng bagay sa mundong ito ay perishable at pansamantala lamang po, nasisira at pansamantala at hindi certain. At habang napubuhay po tayo dito sa mundo, sana isa lang ang iperson natin. And that is the presence of the Lord that brings to us His redemptive work, His salvation, His redemption, that my life here on earth, mabuhay man si Simeon ng 80, 85, compared to the life eternal in heaven, wow! No? It's worth 85 years of waiting! It's worth 85 years of serving the Lord. Iisa lang ang buhay natin. Ipaglingkod natin sa Panginoon. Hanapin natin ang kanyang mukha. At maging mapayapa tayo sa tuwing tayo ay nasa presensya ng Panginoon. This is the legacy of Simeon. That's why sabi niya, pwede na akong graduate. I can now rest in peace. The true peace that comes from the Lord I have now. Amen? At sana po, makita natin as we walk in this life that is so uncertain and full of worries and trouble, yakapin natin yung Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Pagwardyahan natin ang ating puso at ang ating isip sa kapayapaan ng Diyos. Hindi natin makukuha ang bagay sa lahat ng gusto natin sa mundong ito, but we are at peace. We are in peace with God, and the peace of God is with us. Mga kapatid, ingat po tayo sa mga desires. Ingat po tayo sa mga naglilikha ng trouble sa buhay natin. Ingat po tayo sa mga anxieties natin. Mga mga desperation natin na hindi talaga godly. Ingat po tayo because this will take us away from the Lord and will make our hearts tired, troubled, anxious, depressed. At ang susunod po nun, ayaw na po nating mabuhay, ayaw na nating umiral bilang nilalang ng Panginoon. John 14:27, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." What does the world kind of peace, no, is giving us? The peace that the world gives us is the peace, the kind of peace that will produce troubles, produce fear. No, pag hindi mo ito nakuha, takot ka. Pagka nakuha mo ito, nagawa mo ito, natatakot ka, troubled ka. But the peace of the Lord is that the kind of the peace that this world gives unto us. It is the peace, no, that really overcomes, that really survives all the temptations and even, no, trials in life. At sino daw po ang gagawa nito sa atin? Sino daw po ang gagawa nito para tayo manatiling mapayapa? Again, it's not us. It's Christ Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Kaya kung wala tayo, hindi tayo pinaghaharian ng Prince of Peace, we will always be in trouble and anxious. We will always compete. We will always compare. Ang buhay natin, restless. But if we have the peace with God and the peace of God, it's possible that you will have peace with yourself. Amen? And this is the gift of the Prince of Peace. He does not only secure our peace to God, in God or with God, Jesus is also the only source of peace. Wala nang iba. Nagugulubihanan ka ba? Punta ka sa Panginoon. Troubled, anxious, worried, ran to the Lord. Again, just like Simeon, itong sinasabi ni Simeon, maraming kaguluhan sa mundo, you cannot find peace. Here on earth, there is nothing that could give you peace. The peace that could satisfy you is not by something. It is only by God's presence. Hindi ito nanggagaling sa bagay, kundi galing sa presensya ng Panginoon. When we have Him, when we have Jesus, we have everything we could possibly need. Do not be anxious. And therefore, what would be the right response? Ang response natin, no, the Lord giving us peace with self, to ourself, rest. Restedness. Yung restedness, hindi ito yung wala kang gagawin. Hindi ka na magtatrabaho, aasa ka na lang sa iba. No, yung restedness, hindi ka na maggagawa sa bahay kasi maunawain naman ang mga magulang mo. No, restedness here is a sense of quietness and tranquility and calmness that is indescribable. Magulo sa labas, nakakatakot ang COVID-19, nakakatakot ma-ICU, ma-hospital. Ang daming troubles, ang daming nakakatakot. But you know, I am rested because God would not give me anything, no, that is not out of His will. And God will guard my heart in Christ Jesus. When I feel worried, when I feel anxious, I know God will guard me not to go beyond the things that I could not control and He could not lead me to. Kaya there is this sense of quietness. Tahimik na puso, kalmado na countenance, at tranquility, trusting, hoping. Mawala na ang lahat, wag lang ang pag-asa. That there is a God who works in my life, that there is a God who guards my heart and my soul. Amen? Peace with self. Today, God is giving you this peace. Nagkasala ka ba? Nagkamali ka? Nadapa? Nakagawa ng wrong decisions? Hirap na hirap sa maraming bagay? God is giving you healing today. He is the Prince of Peace. Let Him come to you. Rest in Him. And He will embrace you. Just like Simeon, he saw the sovereignty of God. And now, he is a man fulfilled. Amen? Because he walks in the presence of the Lord. Number 3, peace with others. if we have the peace with God and peace of God, it is possible, no, na magkaroon ng healing sa ating mga woundedness. Magkaroon tayo ng mga healing sa ating pain of the past. At ngayon, ang dulot nito ay magkapagbigay tayo ng kapayapaan sa iba. It is impossible na meron kang kapayapaan sa Diyos na sinasabi mo, pero madami kang kaaway. It is not really good to look at na sasabi mo, okay kami ni God, one kami ni Lord, bati kami ni God, in good terms kami ni God, pero hindi ka kumikilala ng authority, hindi ka kumikilala ng pastor o ng mga magulang na nagsasalita sa iyong buhay. There's no peace, no? Acceptance of people's ministry over your life. Mahirap po iyan. Alam niyo po, si Joseph in Matthew chapter 1 verse 20, nung nalaman ni Joseph na si Mary ay buntis, siya po ay nagulumihanan. And you know what? Sabi dun sa verse natin, after he had considered this, ano yung kinonsider ni Joseph? Kinonsider po niya i-break na si Mary. After he had considered this, breaking up with Mary, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Ano, ang dami kagulumihanan siguro sa isip ni Joseph. Kakasal na sila eh. Malapit na silang ikasal. Pero bakit naman ganun buntis? At yung pinagbubuntis, hindi akin. So, paano nangyari yun? So, Joseph could be the most insecure and angry na lalaki during that time. So, talagang kumakalas na siya at kakalas na siya, no? Pupuntahan na niya si Mary at makikipag-break na siya. But all the while, no, nakita natin how God intervened to Joseph. Why did God intervene to Joseph? Bakit nag-intervene si God? Naisip ba ni God kapag hindi siya mag-intervene, hindi kompleto yung nativity? Malungkot dahil wala si Joseph. Nawala si Joseph, hindi na matutuloy ang Pasko. No. We are all indispensable. We are not indispensable. I mean, lahat tayo ay lilipas. Lahat tayo ay naglilingkod lamang because of the divine appointment by God, because of the choosing of God. Pero bakit pinili nin? Bakit nag-intervene si God kay Joseph? Na wag naman. Wag mong i-break. Dahil ba kawawa si Mary? Dahil ba nakakahiya si Mary? Wag naman, no. It is not for God, nor for Mary, nor for Jesus. It is for Joseph. Because sabi dun sa Isaiah chapter 9 verses 6 and 7, if we read through it, prinophesy ang kapanganakan ng Panginoong Jesus. At ang sabi dun, He will be mighty. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, and the government will be upon His shoulder. Diba? Sobrang mighty talaga. Tapos sa dulo nun, ang sinabi ng Isaiah, chapter 9, and the zeal of the Lord will accomplish this. Ang kapanganakan ni Jesus, ang pagiging hari ni Jesus, ang pagiging Wonderful Counselor, ang pagiging Savior niya, it is the Lord's zeal who will accomplish this, not any man's work. Kaya minsan when we are in the church, no, parang dati leader ka, tapos hindi ka na leader, you feel na, but parang binaliwala yata nila lahat ang pinagagawa ko sa kanila, pinaglingkod ko sa kanila. No! Whatever you did in the past, whatever you've done in the past for the Lord, you've done it for God and that's all. And when God is calling you right now to serve Him as it is from Him. Not called by the man, not for the man, but for God. It is the Lord's zeal who will accomplish this calling to you. Pero bakit kinailangang i-intervene ni Lord? It is for Joseph. For him to get to know God. For him na ngayon pa lamang, di ba sabi doon si Jesus, He is the Prince of Peace. Si Jesus, yung ipapanganak ay Diyos, ay at ang anak ng Diyos. Siya ang tagapagligtas at ang hari. Nagkaroon ng revelation si Joseph. At nung nagkaroon ng revelation si Joseph ngayon, sige, isipin mo na kung bibitaw ka pa o magtutuloy ka. No, it's okay for us to ask the Lord. It's okay for us to sometimes, no, there's a sense of giving up on us. Pero you know what? Grabe yung word ni God. Hindi pa dumarating physically yung Prince of Peace. He is working at us na, in us. And sometimes akala natin when we ask some things to the Lord, Lord, makapunta lang ako sa bansa na yun. Grabe po. Makapagtrabaho lang po ako sa bansa na yun. Grabe po yung gift na yun. Lord, mapag-asawa ko lang po siya. Grabe na po yun. Pero you know what? Na nakatingin ka doon sa dulo, and sometimes kapag ka parang hindi mo na-achieve yung dulo na yun dahil may mga nangyayaring discarrile, delay, intervention, you give up. But you never know that from here to the end, from the beginning to the end, God's redemptive work is active. Yung paggawa ng Diyos sa iyo ay buo at binubuo niyang tunay. Darating ang Messiah for the world, pero darating din ang Messiah at dumating ang Messiah for Joseph. Darating ang Messiah to save the whole world, pero dumating din ang Messiah for Joseph. Sometimes you think God is too far. God is busy at the world and He's not busy with me. You know, He works on your doubts, on your worries. He works in your miseries. And just allow God to intervene. Listen to God. Receive His word. Receive His revelation. And you know what? Ang ganda ng nativity picture. But not because kailangan si Joseph doon. You know what? Siguro, no? If ever mag-give up si, what would be the plan of God? May plan di ba si God? I think so. Kasi prinophesy na niya eh, the seal of the Lord will accomplish this. But it is for us if we will join God or not. But if we join God, it's for our benefit. If we don't join God, it's our loss. Amen? Mga kapatid, this is the calling of the Lord. Peace with others. When you do favor with men, when you connect with people, when you join hands with the Lord, when you intervene, when you allow God's intervention, makikita po natin, nabubuo ang ganda ng larawan ng himala ng Diyos at kalooban ng Diyos marahil sa iyo ngayon or kaya sa tao na iyong pinapakisamahan sa mga panahon na ito. We go through many challenges in life. And sometimes, no, ang mga challenges na to brought by poor relationships with people. Ang relationship natin sa tao ay napupuno ng galit, selos, inggit, conflict, insecurity. At ito ang nais dalhin ng Panginoon. He wants to intervene into your marriage. He wants to intervene in your parenting. He wants to intervene in your work. He wants to intervene in your dreams. And when you allow Him to intervene, He will do the mighty work of reconciliation and restoration. Is there someone in your life or are there people in your life na hirap-hirap kang pakisamahan? Meron ba mga tao sa buhay mo na nahihirapan kang tanggapin? Meron ka ba sa buhay mo na nahihirapan mong tulungan dahil matigas ang puso? Or on the other way around, ikaw kaya yon? Ikaw kaya yung mahirap pakisamahan? Ikaw kaya yung mahirap suyuin? Ikaw kaya yung mahirap ligawan? But you know what? The peace of God that Jesus brings to us is the peace with others. Ephesians 2:14, for He Himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility. In this pandemic, isa sa pinapagaling ng Diyos sa atin ay ang relationships. Binalik tayo ng Panginoon sa basic unit of society, and that is family. And family is instituted by God. At doon, nakita natin in this pandemic, no, na ang dami-dami palang dapat pagalingin ng Diyos sa pamilya. Na nakita lang natin nung tayo'y nahinto sa bahay. Nakilala natin ng in nine months, nakilala ko yung husband ko. At alam ko, nakilala din ako ng husband ko in a very worst way. Nagkaroon ng defining moments. Nakilala ko ang mga anak ko. Nakilala ko din yung uri ng parenting. Ang dami nating revelation. And somewhere along the way, we felt tired and giving up. And nakita natin na, ha, akala ko pera lang. Di ba maraming nagsasabi na, magtatrabaho ako para maisustento ako sa anak ko. O ngayon, wala kang trabaho. How are you sustaining your children? How are you sustaining your relationships? Noong nagtatrabaho ka, no, kitang-kita mo lahat ng tukso. Sa loob ng opisina, nakikita mo mga magagandang babae. Ngayon, nakastock ka na sa bahay. Ano na? Nakababad ka na sa porn. Mababad ka sa social media. How do you want your life to live apart from the Lord? And this is hostility. At ang sabi ng Panginoon, the peace that He brings to us is peace with others. And peace with others is pure, godly, no? And talaga pong punong-puno ng pagtanggap at pagmamahalan. 28 years na po ako in the ministry at nakakita po ako ng iba't ibang most difficult, iba't ibang difficult people to work with and to relate with. I have seen people who are liars, hypocrite, rebellious, disloyal, immature. At mahirap po. Mahirap ang buhay ng pastor, malungkot. And pabigat. And if we don't allow God to intervene for us and with us, siguro matagal na rin po kaming wala. Nag-artista na lang po, ano? O kaya Wonder Woman. Mga ganyan. Yun po yun eh. It is not us. It is not tao who will sustain this. Kasi kung tayo, punong-puno tayo ng hostility. But when we see Jesus' ministry in us, we bring His peace to others. And it is possible to live in peace with others. Ibalansi lamang po natin yung truth and love. When we relate with our family members, when we relate with our office mates, when we relate with our classmates and people in the church, let us look both ways, truth and love. We confront people in truth and in love. Kailangan may katotohanan at may pag-ibig. Hindi pa pwedeng puro totoo lang ng walang pag-ibig. Brutality yun, masakit yun. Hindi naman pwedeng puro pag-ibig na lang at kalimutan mo ng lahat ng ginawa, masakit. Hindi po, because God, Jesus, is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the truth. He is at the center. Ang Diyos mismo ang katotohanan. We need to know the truth and we need to be exposed by the truth. And this truth will set us free. And now, to navigate this truth, we do it in love. And God is love. So, hindi pa pwedeng gagawa ka ng truth lang ng walang love o ng love lang ng walang truth. And that is promiscuity. When you love people without truth, you push them into sinning. You push them into promiscuous lives and permissiveness to sin. And this is how God intervened with the church and with all of us, even in our families. Mag-ingat po tayo. Jesus came to break down the barriers so that He could bridge the gap and to bring people together and to restore peace to our damaged relationships. I know, kagaya ko rin po kayo, I feel you, mga nanay, in 9 months, na-prepare, napupunit ang mga puso natin when we relate with our children. May mga mag-aasawa po dito, napunit din ang puso dahil sa heartaches. But you know what? Walang sugat, walang pait, walang kapaitan, walang kadiliman na hindi kayang puksain ng Panginoon because He is the Prince of Peace. Allow God to intervene in your life. Colossians 3:15, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. Tumingin po kayo sa kaliwa at sa kanan ninyo. Sabihin niyo po, peace be with you. To everyone in the homes, say to your family members, peace be with you. This is God's will for us, that we live in peace with others. Next, this would be the last signal po natin. What would be the response pala? What would be the response? If God is giving us peace with others, our response is responsibility. We should be responsible with our responses, responsible with our behavior, responsible with the things God is correcting us. Kung inaayos tayo ng Diyos, tinutuwid tayo ng Diyos, magpatuwid tayo, magpaayos tayo. Huwag niya tayong manisi. Huwag niya tayong mag-self-pity. Allow God to restore us completely by His grace. Amen and amen. And last, dito ang bigay ng Panginoon sa atin, kapayapaan, peace with God, the peace of God, the peace with self, the peace with others, and last, peace forever. Kay God, may forever. Amen? Sa Diyos, may pagpasawalang hanggan. Ang sabi po ng Isaiah 9, 6 and 7, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, on the increase of his government and peace. Everybody reads? There will be... Amen! There will be no end! Sa Amerika, tapos na po ang reign ni Trump. Ipinaglalaban pa rin po, ano? Pero meron ng ibang season of leadership. Tayo rin sa Pilipinas, nag-iisip na tayo, sino kayang kakandidatong pangulo? No? At kung kakandidato ito, gusto natin ito maging presidente. Why? Because we want a government that is really, no? Talagang sabihin natin, mayroong progress, mayroong life, mayroong abundance. When we look at Philippines, talaga pong naiiyak tayong lahat. And we really need to pray for our country. We really need to pray and eradicate, no po, lahat ng spirit of corruption, wickedness, and sense of kawalan ng pagsunod sa Panginoon and fear of God. But you know, there is hope. Because when Jesus reigns, when He comes, there is peace forever. At kailan yun mangyayari? The moment you receive the Lord in your heart, peace reigns in you, and you will live with Him in peace forever. Kaya po, di ba, pagka pumunta tayo sa sementeryo, nakalagay doon, R.I.P. Kailan nagsisimula daw yung peace? Pag namatay na. Pero pwede pala ngayon, buhay pa tayo, R.I.P. na. Hindi naman rest in peace, kundi rested in peace. Amen? This is the gift of God for us. At tingnan po natin yung mga prophecy. Picture of peace forever in the Lord. Isaiah 2:4. He will judge between the nations and will settle disputes for many peoples. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. This is the gift of God. Peace. No? Talagang wala ng war, wala ng swords, wala ng sakitan, wala ng dispute. Ano pa ang sabi doon? Yung war matatapos na, and it extends to the nature and even into the animal kingdom. Let's take a look how God looks at this prophecy. Isaiah 11:6-9, the wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the hole of the cobra, and the young child put his hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. This is God's design for peace. Walang terror, walang death, walang fear. Kita natin na, wow, grabe, at Diyos lang ang makapagbibigay nito sa atin. At mararanasan natin ito sa Kanyang paghahari. Colossians 1:19-20, for God was pleased to have all His fullness dwell in Him, and through him to reconcile to himself at all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Lahat ito, mararanasan natin yung forever peace na ito. It is only because binayaran ng Diyos ang lahat ng kagulumihanan natin. Binayaran ng Lord ang lahat ng anxiety natin, ng worry, lalo ng sin natin, so that peace would be possible for us. This assures us of our forever destiny with the Lord. Beyond the physical, emotional needs that we have, no, the fullness of life will come only because of the Prince of Peace is with us. Purihin ang Panginoon. Sana mga kapatid, this Christmas, no, you will see the wonder of God's peace and you will be able to experience it right now. Hindi yung pag namatay na tayo, tsaka pa lang tayo mag-rest in peace. Now, as we walk in peace. As we eat in peace. As we fellowship in peace. Because this is the gift of God. This is His promise. Walang ibang nangako na tumupad, na bibigyan tayo ng buhay. Si Lord, hindi lang siya nangako ng buhay. Ang pangako niya, buhay na masagana, buhay na mapayapa, buhay na matahimik, buhay na punong-puno ng kagalakan. And He fulfilled it at the cross. Amen. Purihin ang Panginoon. Kaya sana, ito, bago tayo kumain, no, itong Noche Buena natin, no, kahit simple lang ang pagkain ninyo, open your Bible, read Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 to 7, and allow the peace of God to rule in your homes, in your hearts, and allow God to come as the Prince of Peace in your family. Our right response, therefore, is reliability. Let us be faithful. Let us be steadfast, devoted to the Lord, who gives us peace forever. In conclusion, the reason Jesus came is to give us peace. Peace with God, peace with self, peace with others, and peace forever. And when we respond to Him, we respond to Him in repentance, in restedness, in responsibility, and in reliability. Beware of this, mga kapatid. Maging warning po sa atin ito. Huwag natin sanang sasabihin na I have peace with God, pero wala naman tayong peace with others. Nananatili pa rin ba'y kagalit tayo? Meron tayong hindi mapagkasunduan sa bahay, sa trabaho. It is selfishness. You only take the peace of God and the peace with God for you. At sa totoo lang, hindi rin ito ang kompletong kapayapaan. I cannot say I am at peace with God, but I am hostile to people around me. Pangalawang warning, no, may peace ka with self, pero wala kang peace with God. This is hypocrisy. No? Yung pagtitingnan ka, you're so meek, you're so humble looking, you're admirable, you do your devotion, you serve God, pero alam mo yun, hindi mo naman talaga nararanasan yung tunay na kapayapaan sa Diyos dahil nabubuhay ka sa kasalanan. You are separated from God. And this is hypocrisy. Mag-ingat po tayo. Number three, peace with others, but without the peace of God. Meron kang kapayapaan sa iba, sa iyong mga anak, sa iyong pamilya. Inuuna mo sila, pinapahalagahan mo sila. You give everything to them because you love them and you want to live a peaceful life with them. Pero wala kang kapayapaan ng Diyos, kasama ng Diyos, dahil hindi na siya nasusunod sa buhay mo. You give peace to your family out of your own labor, out of your own way, out of your own will. You put Jesus on the sideline. You put Jesus when you are only in need. You don't allow Jesus to speak, to intervene, kasi kaya mo pa, kasi may power ka, kasi may prestige ka, kasi may pera ka, kaya mo magbigay ng kapayapaan sa mga kasama mo. Dahil yun ang gusto ninyo, masaya, mapayapa. Pero deep inside you, you are separated from God. You don't honor God. You don't allow God to speak into your life. And this is not the whole peace that God is giving us. Kay God, wholesale lang lahat. Hindi pwedeng retail. When you have the peace of God, when you have the peace that Jesus brings, You have the peace with God through His blood. You have the peace with self as Jesus guards your mind and your heart. You have the peace with others as Jesus intervened for you and for me so that we could have a harmonious relationship. And you will have peace forever starting today. You will put Jesus at the center of your life and you will be like Simeon. The only thing that you desire, the only pursuit that you have in life is His presence. More than anything else. This is the Prince of Peace that he gives to us. What do you seek this Christmas? Ano pong hanap-hanap ninyo ngayong Pasko? Sometimes, no po, nag-mall po ako. And parang ano po yun, sa 168. Di ba? Pagkapupunta ka dyan sa gilid-gilid, sasabihin ng mga sales lady, ate, ate, anong hanap nyo? Bigla po akong sumagot, kapayapaan. Pag tinanong po kayo, ate, kuya, anong hanap nyo? Peace. Seriously, we don't have peace with God. It's only because of the blood of the Lamb that we have peace with the Lord. Let us all stand up as we honor the Prince of Peace today. As we bow our heads and close our eyes and walk through the message of the Prince of Peace He brings to us. Is there anyone here, even in your homes, you say, wala talaga akong peace with God because I live in sin. Wala akong personal relationship sa Kanya. But today, I thank Him for His precious blood, that through His blood, I can be accepted back. I can be called a son and a daughter of God. And this is my prayer. I want to repent. I want to forsake all my sins. Is there anyone here, while all eyes closed and heads bowed down, is there anyone here who said, Lord, I want to have peace with You. God, please forgive me. Please forgive me. I have sinned. I have fallen short of Your glory. Gusto ko ng totoong kapayapaan. I am dead in sin. Lord, I receive You as my Lord and Savior. If this is your prayer, may I see your hand? God honors your commitment. Keep your hands raised to Him. If there's anyone here, you're saying, I am disappointed, I am angry, I am confused, I am troubled, I am anxious, sobrang bigat na pakiramdam ko, I am depressed, wala akong peace. Inside of me, I look for the things of this world para ako magkaroon ng kapayapaan, pero wala pa rin. But today, God, I'm coming back to You, my Prince of Peace. Please breathe upon me peace inside of me. Please, Lord, I don't want to linger with this depression. I don't want to linger with this anger. I don't want to linger, Lord, with this unforgiveness. I don't want to linger, Lord, with this bitterness. Please forgive me. If this is Your prayer, can I see You? May I see Your hand? Please raise them up to the Lord, God. We're raising up to You, God. And today, if you're living your life, kala mo kaya mo, kala mo matalino ka, kala mo kaya mong manehoin ang buhay mo, pero may mensahe sa iyong Panginoon. He wants to intervene. He wants to come into your behalf. He wants to help you. He wants to redirect you. He wants to use you for His kingdom. And if you are evading the Lord, if you're negating His call, but today, just like Joseph, God is intervening with you so that you will be reconciled to God and reconciled to people. Kung sino sa atin umiiwas sa tawag ng Panginoon. And you have no power, you have no joy in serving the Lord. But today, sinasabi mo, yun pala yun, Lord, kapag pala hindi ako nag-serve sa'yo, it's my lost. Pero pag tumugon pala ako sa'yo, grabe, I will see You, I will experience You, I will have a revelation of the Messiah, and I wanna go back to the service. I wanna go back to serve You, Lord, with all my life. If this is Your prayer, may I see Your hand. And understanding that your calling is not coming from man. Understanding that this calling, like Joseph's calling, is a calling from God. And you want to say, God, please, I want to join you. I want to join you, God. If this is your prayer, lift up your hand. And today, if you don't have peace, if you kala mo, ang tingin mo, pagka doon ka na sa langit, nandun na yung kapayapaan mo. But today, pwede mo palang yakapin yung Prince of Peace. Pwede mo pala siyang mapaglingkuran. Pwede mo pala siyang mahalin. Pwede ka palang lumakad sa kanya hanggang sa kabilang buhay. Your forever begins today. If the people around you doesn't give you peace, God is able to guard your heart and your mind. To give you peace forever. If this is your prayer, just raise your hand to the Lord. To those who lift your hands, come on, lift your hands, both hands to the Lord. Not to me, not to anyone, but lift your hands to the Lord. God, here we are, receiving the ministry of the Prince of Peace. Lord, ipanganak na po sa aming mga puso ang prinsipe ng kapayapaan. Lord, humihingi kami ng tawad sa lahat ng aming kasalanan na nagpalayo sa amin sa iyo. Lord, please forgive us. And we thank you, Jesus. Lord, binalot mo kami ng iyong buhay. Binalot mo kami ng iyong dugo. And now, we are being taken care of by you, God. Thank you so much. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. And God, I pray, to all my brothers and sisters who are disappointed, angry, depressed, Lord, bitter, unforgiving, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bind this spirit and we command this out in the name of Jesus. And we will live as a whole person, healed person, Lord, from the inside out. Let the Holy Spirit breathe life to us. That this Christmas, Lord, titingin kami sa ministeryo ng Diyos, hindi sa makakamit namin sa tao at hindi sa maaabot namin. Thank you, Lord, for healing us. God, we want to go back to the ministry. We want to be faithful. We want to walk with you. Just like Joseph, as you intervene to him, Lord, please intervene on our behalf. We take your calling as a divine calling. We will serve you, Lord, as your zeal accomplish it to us. And your redemptive work is going to happen in our families, in our workplaces, in every people that you bring us to. God, today I declare peace. Peace. Let there be peace. Let there be peace, oh God. Let there be peace. No artificial peace, but the heavenly peace. Receive it right now, mga kapatid. Tanggapin natin ang kapayapaan ng Diyos. It is His gift. It is His promise. It is His love for you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. And as you receive it, begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Taas mo ang iyong boses. Pumalakpak ka sa Prince of Peace. Purihin mo siya. Dakilain mo siya. Sampahin mo ang Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We bless your name. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the peace. Thank you. We have peace with you, God. We have peace with ourselves. We have peace with others. We have peace forever. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Everybody shouts, amen and amen. Purihin ang Panginoon. Hallelujah. We praise the Lord. We can now take our seats.